He looked up into his own face, younger, less lined, more terrified.
What?
They're bringing up siege weapons, Sarge. They're coming down the street, Sarge.
What? That's stupid. The barricade is highest here. A couple of men could defend it.
Vimes leapt to his feet. It must be a feint. A stupid feint, too. Just here, Waddy and his mates had wedged two big carts across the road, and they'd become the nucleus of a solid wall of wood and rubble. But there was a narrow, low entrance for people to come through, which let them into the Republic with their head at just the right height for a gentle tap if they turned out to be a soldier. People were scrambling through now like rats. Vimes climbed up the barricade and looked over the top. At the far end of the street, a big metal wall was advancing, surrounded by flaming torches. That was all there was to see in a city without lights, but he knew what it was. It was called Big Mary, and it was mounted on a heavy cart. Vimes had seen it before. There would be a couple of oxen behind the cart pushing it. The walls weren't solid metal, but merely a skin to stop defenders throwing fire at the wooden planks underneath. And the whole thing was simply to defend the men who, behind that cosy shelter, had the big, big hooks on the end of the long chains. They'd fix them in the barricade, and the oxen would be turned around in the traces, and maybe another four beasts would be added, and then there was nothing you could build of wood that wouldn't be pulled apart. Between the cart and the barricade, struggling to escape from the crush, was a mass of frightened people.
"You got any orders, Sarge?" said Fred Colon, pulling himself up alongside Vimes.
He looked up the street.
"Oh, dear," he said.
"Yeah, this is when you need a couple of trolls on the force," said Vimes. "I reckon the
trolls?"
"Wouldn't work with any trolls," said Colon. "Too thick to take orders."
"You'll find out one day," thought Vimes, and said aloud,
"Okay. Anyone that can't or shouldn't have a weapon, they get back as far as possible, right? Get a message to Dickens, tell him we'll need anyone he can spare, but blast it."
What had happened before? There'd been a lot of activity against the barricades, but it had been a feint while the cavalry were sneaking around outside. He didn't remember this. He glanced at the oncoming wagon. At the top of the wobbling wall, on the other side, there was generally a narrow ledge for bowmen to stand and fire down at anyone trying to interfere with the demolition men. In the treacherous light of the torches, Vimes thought he saw the features of Carsa. Even at this distance, there was something horribly recognisable about that expression. Swing was dead, and when everyone's running around in confusion, a man who is firm of purpose can push his way up by sheer nerve. After all, Vimes thought, I did. He clambered down the barricade and looked at the men.
"I want to volunteer. No, not you, Sam. Wiglet, you'll do. Your dad's a carpenter, right? Well, there's a carpenter's shop around the corner. Run and get me a couple of mallets and some wooden wedges or long nails. Something spiky. Go, 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 go."
Wiglet nodded and ran off.
"And let's see, yeah, I need 2 pennyworth of fresh ginger. Nancy Ball, nip around the corner to the apothecary, will you?"
"What's that any good for, Sarge?" said Sam.
"Gingering things up."
Vimes removed his helmet and armour and nodded to the gap through which people were streaming.
"Fred, we'll be going out that way. Think you can push us a path?"
"I'll give it a go, Sarge."
Fred squared his shoulders.
"We're going to stop that thing. They can't move it fast, and with all this noise and confusion, no one will notice a thing. That was quick, Billy."
"I just grabbed everything, Sarge," panted Wiglet, running up with a small sack.
"I know what you want to do, Sarge. I did it sometimes out of mischief when I was a kid."
"Me too," said Vimes. "And here's my ginger. Ah, lovely. It brings tears to my eyes. Okay, Billy, ready, Fred."
It took all of Colon's bulk, with Vimes pushing behind him, to thrust a way through the desperate mob into the world beyond the barricade. In the darkness, Vimes forced his way between the bodies up to the side of the siege machine. It was like a huge, slow ram pushing its way down the streets, but jerking forward, slower than the walking pace because of the press of people. Vimes fancied that Carsa probably enjoyed this ride. He ducked under the cart, unseen in the mob, and grabbed a mallet and a wedge from Wiglet's bag.
"You do the left rear wheel, and then make a run for it, Billy," he said. "But, Sarge, that was an order. Get out, get back, get people off the street as fast as possible. Do it."
Vimes crawled up to one of the front wheels and held the wedge ready between wheel and axle. The cart stopped for a moment, and he thrust the wedge into the gap and thumped it with the hammer. He had time for another blow before the cart gave a creak that suggested the oxen were pushing again. Then he crawled back quickly and took the sack from Billy before the little man, with a reluctant glance, scuttled out into the forest of legs. Vimes got a third wedge in before loud voices somewhere behind him indicated that the lack of progress had been noticed. The wheels rocked and bound even further on the wedges. The wheels would have to come off before they could be got out.